Chevra, it's always a schuss to be together, Rav Shabbos Kodesh. But especially during these Heilig Yimei, each and every one of us is trying to grab on to every moment, understanding how powerful and important these days are. Nila Dodi V'Dodili, in connecting to the Rabboni Shalom in the deepest of ways. Chevra, we have to know it can't just be for now. We're trying to tap into these days, to connect to these days for the entire year. To be a different person and have a different kesher with the Rabbi Shalom, different relationship with the Rabbi Shalom. I was thinking about it yesterday. You know, yesterday was September 11th. If I started really talking about September 11th, again, we'd be here all night. Because I believe... I don't just believe, we all believe, we all know that that was, obviously, it's heart-wrenching. But also, unquestionably, none of us understand why, none of us have any answers to why, but a hisoiris for every single one of us, specifically during these days. But I was thinking yesterday, the following, you know, September 11th, 2001, so you guys probably don't remember much, you were very, very young, most of you, or all of you. But I could tell you, I could go through every moment of my day that day, but not just that day, the days after, the weeks after, the months after. The only thing that was spoken about, and that you read about, and that you discussed, was what was going on. And it wasn't just a one-day tragedy. It was felt in the air. It was something that changed society for an extremely long time. The way that the world worked, the way that America worked, the security of the country, changed forever. Forever. In so many ways. But I remember so well, you know, for a while after September 11th, I didn't go to that spot. First of all, you didn't want to get in the way, you couldn't get near. But it wasn't until Hanukkah, we spoke about this once before, I want to make a new point that I was thinking about earlier today. It wasn't until Hanukkah of that year. So Hanukkah is 3 months later. Hanukkah is 3 months later. It was one of the nights of Hanukkah. We had a family party and had a few cousins that were living in the city at the time. And they took the train there. So I decided with my wife, we'll drive them back. My son at that point was about 3 months old. My son was born. My Bechor, Shmuel, was born 3 weeks before September 11th. Chavzainov. And we went into the city and we dropped them off. And I said to my wife, you know, it's time. We should go to that makom and just to be there. This 3 months later and we get there. And your mamas, you could have felt again, I don't know in person what it looked like prior to that, but you could have felt like this happened the day before. I mean, there were policemen everywhere. And there were workers everywhere you looked. And the stench was, I can't even explain what it smelled like, and smoke rising everywhere still. And you still saw the remnants of the buildings were still up. And there were people crying everywhere. Tears streaming down their cheeks everywhere you looked. 3 months later. And there were still signs up everywhere on poles, on utility poles, with pictures of loved ones missing, still searching, still hoping, maybe of a nace, of a miracle, because so many of those that perished, there was nothing ever found. And maybe, perhaps, or somewhere, and we're in some comatose state, in a hospital, maybe, something, some hope. And people still searching. And people crying. And I was thinking about it earlier today, when you have such a powerful day. So as an effect, it's lingering for a very, very long time. 3 months later, you still really, you felt it in there. You're still living it. You're still thinking about it. You weren't on any level desensitized yet. So too has to be these days. These Yimei El are powerful days. Are big days. Tzarish Hashem b'matzo. Days when we're trying to work and be our best selves. Days when we're trying to rebuild that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the deepest of ways. But it can't just be for now. It has to be in a way that's so strong and so real that in 3 months, Chanukah time, which last week we spoke about 90 days later, Chanukah time, we look at ourselves and we say, I still feel El. I'm a different person because of Yimei El. I'm a different person. And Amir Hashem, Lenetzach, we're changed. So Amir Hashem, for each and every one of us, it will be. Bez Hashem is Baruch. So I want to discuss a Gemara in regards really to Rosh Hashanah. But that's what we're preparing for. That's what Yimei El are, preparation. Shloshim Yom Kaidim L'Chag. But we'll understand that it's really every single day of Elul as well. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Naschu Lefanai Mayim B'chag, you should pour in front of me water on Sukkos, we know, right? Nisach HaMayim. Kidei Shiz Baruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Hashanah. So that I'm going to bless the materialism and the rain of the year. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I want you on Rosh Hashanah to say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. I want you to represent and to verbalize and talk about the kingship of Hashem. Zichronos, that we should all be remembered. The Shofros and the Shofar. And the Gemara continues, Malchios. And there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. This is Chazal telling us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying this. Malchios, Kadesh Shat Tam Tamlichin Chuni Aleichem, that I should be king upon you. You make me king. Coronate me as the king. That we should realize and reckon God is the king of us, of course, whether we're Mamlechim or not. But we want to be Mamlech, the Rebbeinu Shalom, in our minds, in our hearts, to feel and know that Hashem is my king. Hashem is my master. Hashem is watching over me every moment. Zichronos, kidei sheyala zichronechem lefanai letova. So that all the memories of us in front of Hashem should all be for good. That Hashem should only have zichronos letova of us. And the Gemara ends with bameh. And what's going to be the mechanism to all this? To the malchios and zichronos? Shofros. Bameh shofar. When we blow the shofar, that's going to be the impetus to the Malchios and Zichronos. That's what the Gemara says. Malchios, we understand, to be Mamlech Hashem, how important that is. Zichronos, that Hashem should remember us for good. Ubameh b'shofar. What does that mean? Oh, because I blow shofar, suddenly I'm Mamlech Hashem, and there's Zichronos Lufana Latova. Like, really? How? What is that? What is Bameh b'shofar? It seems so out of place. It doesn't seem realistic. It doesn't seem true. Now, Pasha Pshat, and what you all know and you've all learned, is the shofar is Mesayer us. The shofar is a symbolism that's supposed to wake us up. To wake us our heart and wake up our soul and wake up our mind. So when I wake up, I literally awaken from my spiritual slumber. I'm Mamlech Hashem. And once I'm Mamlech Hashem, then it will be as well. One leads into the next. That's Pasha Pshat. To wake up from the shofar. To allow it to be a symbolism to us. Our spiritual alarm clock. But this you all know. It's good to hear the Chazer. Beautiful ideas, which are Pasha Pshat. We can't, you know, sometimes we're always looking for Amkus and Panemius and understanding as we grow deeper ideas in Torah and Yiddishkeit. And that's very important. But we can't negate and forget Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat's for us as well. Pasha Pshat is how we have to live as well. But that's not why we came together tonight. So I want to share a Torah that I saw from the Shalach Kaddish to understand Ubameh B'Shofer in a new light. How the shofar is going to be the key to be Mamlech Hashem and have all this Zichronos L'Tova. Listen to what the Shalach HaKadosh says. Tremendous Torah. And really, it's going to, you'll see, it will allude to a Torah that we've all thought of before. But he concretizes it in such an incredible way. You know, in life, each and every one of us has our physical health. Or lo aleinu, God forbid, a person could be sick. We hope and we daven for gezunt and refuos. And lo aleinu, a person is sick. You need to go to the doctor and you need to find the refuah. Shalakadosh says so too is in the spiritual realm. Hopefully we're hoping that we're healthy spiritually. But there are people who are not well spiritually. There are people that are falling to their temptations. There are people that are not living up to where they're supposed to be, beruchnius, and not davening, or not davening properly, and not keeping Shabbos properly, and not learning as much as we could learn. And that's a machla. That's on some level a machla. That's what Shlach says. What's the refuah? The refuah, as we all know, is tshuva. There's a refuah to all this. To do tshuva and come back from that spiritual sickness. So listen to what he says. And to be mamluch Hashem again. To mamluch Hashem again in all areas of our life. He says this tshuva of the machla peruchnis, and that's why it is Risham afilu b'chayayim kriya mesim. Their mamish dead. That's not physically dead, it's spiritually dead. You could reach such a level. It's Gemara and Brachos, as we all know, right? Tafir chesem ebes. So what happens during Yimei Elul? These are the days of tshuva. During Yimei Elul, we're trying to find our spiritual health. So every morning we start the day by blowing shofar. Every morning we start the day with blowing shofar. So we thought that's just a wake-up call. But let's be real, how does that wake up our neshama? The only reason it wakes up our neshama is because we learned that it's supposed to wake up our neshama. Because I hear a loud noise, it wakes up my neshama. If you heard a horn blow in the middle of Cheshvan, suddenly you're doing tshuva? Like what? How does the shofar wake up my neshama? An alarm clock wakes me up because it's loud and I was physically sleeping and now I'm up. What does the shofar do for me? So listen to what the Shlach HaKadosh says, such a beautiful Torah. And this is something we've all thought about, but how do we blow shofar? We blow shofar tekiya, trua, which we call shvarim trua at times, tekiya. And Shlach HaKadosh says that's supposed to be something real in our lives. And we're supposed to recognize why we blow shofar in such a way. And that each and every one of us was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam with the neshama that's chelek elokam yamal mamash. And we started off straight. That represents purity. Tahara. Healthy. Beruchnius. But unfortunately, each and every one of us in our own ways, through our own temptations and our own laziness, and the world that we live in, that has such a strong effect on who we are. And if we opened up our eyes and we're honest with ourselves, it's not who we want to be. We've crumbled, and we've become unhealthy. And that straight line of Tahara has become broken. And that Trua is representing a state of a Machla Baruchnis. But then we blow shofar again to Kia to tell us Tshuva could bring us back to that state of Tahara again. And the Shlach HaKadosh explains the whole idea is not just to see it and hear it, but the avodah is to believe in the power of tshuva, that we literally can be straight again. You know what the biggest problem for many in actually doing tshuva, in actually working on ourselves, is that many of us just don't believe it's really true. I know I could improve, but does God really forgive all that I've done? Is it really Zedonos Nasa Kizchuyos? Can I really be who I could have been? Could I really still get there? The Shlach HaKadosh says every morning we blow shofar to instill emunah within ourselves in the koyach tshuva, and that each and every one of us can do tshuva, and that an answer to our spiritual sickness, And that's our avodah. We need to believe in this. You know, Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Sadia Gaon talks about many different reasons why we blow shofar. I'm sure many of you learned through this. And one of the reasons of Rav Sadia Gaon is that the shofar reminds us of Tchiyas HaMesim. He quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, I'm not going to go through it right now. It's a raya that they blew shofar, Tchiyas HaMesim. The shofar is Tchiyas HaMesim. You know what he's telling us? To believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. And Tchiyas HaMesim is not just a physically dead person coming back to life. Tchiyas HaMesim is when, lo aleinu, we fall, as we all do, spiritually. And we might be Kriya Mesim. There's a concept of Tchiyas HaMesim. And the Rabbeinu Shem loves us. We have to believe in that potential. Believe in tshuva. Believe in who it could be. That's the avodah of shofar. The Shlach HaKadosh says, and once I hear the shofar, Bameb shofar, once I hear the shofar, Tkiya, true Tkiya, oh, I have the biggest chizik in the world to be Mamlech Hashem. Now I could again be Mamlech Hashem. Oh, I feel I could be Roy to call Hashem my king. Not just that he's king of the universe. Ani ledodi vedodi lit me. Only Bameb shofar. Only once I hear the shofar and I believe in this concept of tshuva and that I can do this tshuva. But you have to believe in it. You have to believe in tshuva. I want to share with you the most incredible Torah I learned this week from Shmuel Brazil, from my son's Rebbe, my son's Rosh Hashiva. It's a beautiful Sefer and El. And if you ever have it, it's incredible. You have to get it if you don't have it. I don't know if it's print, but you have to get it somehow. Now you just have to search and search. Call my Talmud Ari Mirzov, somehow he finds me that's the Sfarim that you can't buy anywhere else, and just get it. Because you need it. If not, come over, I'll lend you mine and photocopy the whole Sefer, because you need it. It's mamish piece after piece, just like mamish will you won't stop tansing every moment. So he says, we say every Shabbos Kodesh in Kel Adon, Zechus L'mishar Lifnei Kiso, Chesed V'rachim Aleich Voidar. Zechus L'mishar, the merit and the straightness is before Lifnei Kiso, is before the throne of Hashem, Chesed V'rachim Aleich Voidar. Kindness and mercy fills His glory. What is this zechus u'mishor lifnei chiso? What is this yashrus, the straightness before His throne? The Imam Mishnah has such an incredible Torah. Hey, Bishter, you took away my voice. Baruch Hashem. It's good, it's good. I'm trying to give. I gotta go learn how to speak better, I don't know. No, I threw out my whole voice talking this week. First week of yeshiva, non-stop shiurim, and spoke last night in the city. It's like, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's learn. We need to get a mic in the house. You know? Okay, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. Tremendous Gemara. But if you didn't learn this Gemara with the Bach, then mamish, you won't see mamish kodesh kedoshim. The Gemara says the last line, pei vav min aleph. You all know this Gemara. The first part of it. Amar Rav Levi. Rav Levi says gedoyla tshuva. Tshuva is so great. Shemagas ad kisei hakavod. It literally reaches the throne of Hashem. Ad kisei hakavod. Shenemar. Shuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem alokecha. Shabbos Shuvah, right? So Shuvah is so amazing. The Mamish reaches Kisei HaKavod. Now if you keep it going in the Gemara, you're not going to see what I'm about to read. But if you see the Bach has a girsa from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Ad v'lo ad b'chlal. In other words, very, very strange. Very strange. Rav Levi is telling us amazing things. Rav Levi's telling us, tshuva is amazing. You can reach up to Kisei HaKavod. You can reach up to the throne of Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan comes and is memayit. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, wait. Only up till. Only right underneath. Ad v'lo ha'pachlal. Like, why would he do that? Like, is that not? No, memes. Like, we all know. Ad v'ad v'lo ha'pachlal. Like here, b'tshuva. Rav Levi is doing this incredible idea for each and every one of us, telling us how incredible tshuva is. So you're going to go and mimayit that? No, only ad v'lo ha'pachlal. Like, why would you do that? Pasuk said, akizi ha'kavod. No need. Chaver went to the mikveh today. The vad is some of the chaver went. Big Torah. Mamish, big Torah. Ready how we learn this? Hail a Torah from Shmuel Brazil. So we've spoken here before at the table, based initially, first time I saw this from Degel Machan Achrayim, that the Aleph Beis, from beginning to end, takes us from the closest place to Hashem to the farthest. The Aleph is the first letter created, which ultimately created the Torah, and ultimately created the world. So the Aleph is most connected to Hashem. The Beis is a little less connected, until you get to Tav, which is furthest from Hashem. So when you want to do tshuva, we're trying to rebuild from the Tav back to the Aleph, because the Aleph is closest to Hashem, and Tav is furthest from Hashem. That's why every Shabbos Kodesh, which Shabbos is the Zman of Tshuva, Shabbos is Milashon, Teshev, are the Oisiyos. Shabbos is more close to Hashem again. Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yuches, Kol HaShomer Shabbos, Kil Chaso, Afil Ovi Deva Dzark, Tarein Shmoy Chumo. Shabbos is Mamish Tshuva. So what do we daven? Shabbos, Shmon Esrei by Musaf, which is the Iker Tefillah in a sense of Shabbos, because it's the added. We say Tikanta, Shabbos, Ratzitza, Kamer Nosecha, Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, right? Tikanta, Shabbos. Because the avod is to go back from the Tav to the Aleph. Meaning all week long, we fall. And we fall from the Aleph to the Tav. And Shabbos, we go back. That's tshuva. You ready for this? If we're trying to do tshuva, and tshuva therefore is going from Tav to Aleph, now that we understand in this way, you followed, right? Because the Aleph to Tav is from closest to far. This is tshuva, is from Tav to Aleph. If we're trying tshuva, is ad kisei hakavod. So how do you get to kisei? The way we're getting there is from the letters before kisei. The letters before, what are the letters before kisei? What's the letter before kaf? Not yud. I knew people would say yud. We're setting you up. We're coming back. So what's the letter before kaf? Lamed. The letter before samach? The letter before samach is what?
Ayin.
Right? Ayin. We're coming back. From higher. We're doing tshuva. So it's ayin. And what's the letter before aleph? Beis. The letters are Lamed, Ayin, Beis. Lamed, Ayin, Beis, what's Gematria? Gematria of Lamed, Ayin, Beis is 102, which is exactly Gematria Amuna. Gematria of the letters before Kisei is Amuna. Meaning what? Listen closely. In order to do tshuva, you have to go ad Kisei HaKavod. Until, meaning up until right before. What's right before? Emuna. Right before Kisei is Lamed Ayin Beis. Right before Kisei is Lamed Ayin Beis, which is Emuna. Do you know what Rav Yochanan was saying to us? Ad v'lo ad b'chlal. You don't get to Kisei. You just have to go before Kisei. Meaning in order to get to Kisei, in order to do tshuva, you have to be before You have to have emunah in the tshuva. Arba, just up until, what's up until the Lamanayim days. If we're zoiche to have emunah in our tshuva, that's when we'll be mekayim tshuva. And that's what it is to be a baal tshuva. Baal tshuva, ayin Lamanayim days. To be a baal tshuva means I have emunah in tshuva. That I have emunah in my tshuva. I have emunah in the ability to tshuva. You know, Chevra, the mazel of this month is the month of Besula. We all know that, right? The mazel of the month is the month of Besula. The Besula is a virgin. So obviously everyone talks about this. And everybody knows that that's who we're trying to be. We're trying to be pure. But I just thought about it. It makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? Because if we just talk in a practical way, a besula is once in a lifetime. Once the besula is no longer besula, can never become a besula again. So why is this month the month of besula? It's a month of tshuva. When I've done wrong, I want to get back to Tara. I can't do that. In the world of besula, you can't do that. See, but we as Torah Jews, we don't learn about things biologically. Everything's based on Torah. Open up a Gemara Brachas, dot diet, dal and base. What's the Gemara say? Amar Rav Yochanan. Same Rav Yochanan. Neimalo nemar nun ba'ashrei. Why is there no nun in Ashrei? Because the letter Nun is our downfall. How so? Dechsev nafla lo sosev kum. We fall and we can't get back up. Besulas Yisrael. The Pasuk says in a reference to Besula, nafla, we fall and we can't get back up. So he doesn't start any pasuk with a nun. Right, you all know this Gemara. You'll learn brachas. If you didn't get started, something's wrong. So how does the Gemara continue? Because you know the Gemara. Chazar David v'samchan b'ruach HaKodesh. David had ruach HaKodesh. He says there has to be a nun. So he says, Someich Hashem l'chol anoflim. The tefillah of the psula. But the Gemara tells us, Soymeich Hashem l'chon oflim. Even that tefillah can get back up. Hashem will lift us back up. Hashem will lean us back up. That besula. That's the besula of Yimael, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, we need to believe that we can do tshuva. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in that yashrus of the tekiah. When you have that amuna, that the ad kisei kavod, the ad, the before kisei kavod gematria amuna, to be a baal tshuva. Every morning we're saying, L'david Hashem o'er v'yishi. And what do we say? Ach ha'shal t'imeis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem. You know what that achas is? The Gemara Makos. Very famous Gemara Makos go through big tzaddikim, and the big tzaddikim are telling us your sodas of life. And where do we end? Bach Habakkuk, v'amida al achas. Habakkuk says it's all about one thing. Tzaddik ben Raso Yichya, having a muna. Achas shalti meis Hashem. There's only one thing, v'amida al achas, the muna that we have in Hashem. And the moon that we have in our tshuva. Chevra, these are big days. But the first step is to believe in the days. To believe in tshuva. To believe in our power and the ability to grow. Whatever area it is. Whatever area that I've struggled in my davening, in my learning, in my shvir zanayim. To believe in yourself. To believe that you can grow. To believe that Hashem will accept it. To believe that I could be straight again. to believe that I could be a basula again. To believe in that zchusu mishar lifnei chiso. Zchusu mishar lifnei chiso, the yishar is lifnei chiso. When you have lifnei chiso, the lamina and bays in the muna, you could be straight, it could be mishar, it could be straight. And that's chesed v'rachim and malei chavodo. That's the greatest chesed of Hashem, is that He gives us that ability to be straight. So Mir Hashem will be zoicha during these days to have that emuna in ourselves and the emuna in tshuva. Tzadik b'manoso yichya. And that will be zoicha to be written b'sifrei tzedikim b'karov b'yameinu with only bracha and shefa with a ksiva chlima toiva for each and every one of us. And our families should only have simcha.